our staff, you know, worked a tireless week getting ready for Fountain Lake, and we're watching hours and hours of video. Our guys came in, you know, knew what we had to do to get it done, knew we were out, man, knew, you know, they had more athletes than we did. We, you know, 20 more players on their team than we did. You know, they had two guys win both ways. We had seven, so we knew we were going to be in for a dogfight. Like I told them, it was a heavyweight matchup, but you expect no less in a state title game. And I can't say enough about our kids and the fight that they have and you know, carry on the Charleston tradition. I told them, you know, you're in the state final game, and you've got to play a state final game. You've got to play a perfect game. Everybody's got to play their best game on that night. And there's not, I watched the film today, there's not one kid that did not play their best game of the year in week 15 on that night. You know, our fans are the best fans there are in 3A football. They'll pack the house anywhere. Now, you know, their expectations are high. You know, you don't go out and perform like you should, you know, you'll hear about it. But when we come to play, they show up in groves. And that's the way it was in Little Rock. And, you know, all week we knew they were a good team. But, you know, after I kind of read all the articles and looked at the paper, it just kind of hit me as I was talking to the team before the game. You know, the team we were playing had 8 playoff appearances. We had 20-plus. You know, we've been in the finals 3 times. They hadn't been there. So, you know, I don't know why we're the ones that should be so wide-eyed. And our kids kind of looked to that and said, huh, you know, we are supposed to be here. And they come out and it just made it even sweeter winning them the way that we did. But our left tackle was Eric Stewart. Eric was kind of a freak deal that he ended up at offensive tackle. He was our starting middle linebacker for the last 3 years. And in week one, he broke his hand against Ozark, and he was our tight end. And Eric's been a fullback, a wingback. We've seen that he kind of worked his way down the ladder, I guess as you could say. And it wasn't because he was a bad player, just, you know, play all those spots. And then we found other people to sit in other spots. And he broke his hand, and, you know, he couldn't really do anything good for us tight end, not be able to catch it. So I told him, I said, this, you know, you're going to have to go to offensive tackle. We were having some, you know, trying to find some people for that spot. And he did it and put on a number 76 jersey, and he wore people out, and he really shored up that side of the line. Kelly Saibongsa, Kelly's, I guess you call him a mighty midget. He's a 140-pound guard, but I'll tell you what, he will get after you. He'll bite your ankles and do whatever he has to do to block you. And he, you know, he did a good job all year. He was, you know, he only weighed 140 pounds, but he was one of our strongest kids pound for pound. He was on our state championship weight team, and, you know, we just kept on thinking, well, you know, we're going to get exposed this week. Somebody's going to put somebody over him and just tear him up, but he never did. He held his own every week. Center was Jason Huggins. He was a two-way player, a steady player there at center. And if you got a guy in the middle that can control the middle like he could, it really made our line better. Bill Oldenbrook, he's a junior. He'll be back next year. He was kind of our reserve offensive lineman last year when we, as a sophomore, and he'd come out and was a real leader. He's kind of the brain of the offensive line. He's the guy that makes all the calls. He would even turn around and check for Shelby, telling him what we could do and couldn't do. And he's really the mastermind up there. He understands our offense, and he understands it like a quarterback, and he's a lineman. And then right tackle's Christian Hutchins. He's a junior also. He's kind of a guy that, you know, we were, like I said, struggling in the spring in the offensive line, and we just found him, and he was one of the better blockers, so we just kind of fit him in that spot, and he's very undersized. He's a 165-pound kid, but he did a real good job working with Bill on that side of the line. And then last but not least is Zach Watto, one of the only sophomores we started this year. He played a tight end, and Zach will knock your head off. He's just one of those guys that is a ferocious hitter, and he's also had some good hands, had some touchdowns this year, and just a guy that's a competitor and will go hard on every play.
Coach, we know it's going to be, you know, tougher next year, but I have got every bit of confidence in you and the Charleston Tigers that you'll be back pushing for another title next year.
You know, we do too, and our kids won't expect any less. You know, they'll work harder to try to repeat, and the good thing is I think we got 7 guys back on each side of the ball next year, so we've got some guys that's going to be perfectly capable of stepping in those other positions, and we're going to try to make a run again next year.